Hi, this is Larry London, and welcome to Border Crossings. Today we're talking with a trio, and the trio's name is Shade, but they actually do have individual names. Surprise, surprise, because I get a lot of calls for people asking, would you play Shade? Would you play Shade? Or they hear Chelsea's voice, they say, oh, she's Shade. He is not Shade. Shade is a trio from the Washington, D.C. area, and we are joined by Shade today from their home, which I assume is also here in the D.C. metro area.
Yes, we are here. We are currently in Northern Virginia. We're at Spencer and I, my house. And yes, I'm Chelsea.
I'm Max. And I'm Spencer.
And we are Shade.
And I do want to say go Eagles for the benefit of those Gonzaga. Let's settle that long dispute.
If you're from Maryland, I think it's more of a Gonzaga thing. And then if you're from Virginia, I think it's more Gonzaga.
All right.
That's what I found. But I think
tomato, tomato. I got it.
Yeah, tomato, tomato. Exactly.
Now, you guys actually started playing around 2012 or even before. 2012 is when you actually released your debut song way back as another band. But, I mean, how did you guys actually come together? Was it at school, in high school, or at what point did you actually meet and decide, let's do this thing?
Well, we met when I was 15, and we were going to different schools, but they were playing a show in D.C. at the 930 Club, and I ended up going. We ended up, you know, meeting. Spencer ran out in the rain to get my phone number. It was a whole thing, but we kind of became best friends after that. And so, yeah, we didn't start making music together until about 2012. So we just were friends forever, just kind of messing around with music. And then, kind of history from there.
Man, and you've gone in several different directions. You were Trust Fall. We're reaching into the archives. And you also did some folk, and then you transitioned to pop.
So, yeah.
Guys, have you finally settled on a sound now that you've had that major hit with Trampoline? Have you said, this is our lane, or are you going to continue to try and be very diversified?
I think we're going to roll with that sound for a while. I feel like we all come from different, you know, backgrounds. Chelsea was like a folk Americana artist, and Spence and I were with like Trust Fall and a lot of those old bands. We were kind of doing more, you know, rock kind of things. But when we started kind of making music together, Chelsea brought this cool 80s influence. We got rid of the drummer we had and just focused on being a trio. So Spence and I started producing beats, and that kind of slowly, I mean, it's evolved into the sound that we have now. So we're pretty comfortable there, but we're always open to, you know, exploring new kind of sounds and bringing it back to our roots, which really is like singer-songwriter, music.
Mm-hmm. And you guys are very creative and artsy. I mean, you took the word Shade and you even spelled it differently than conventionally it's spelled. What is the meaning behind Shade, or how did you come up with that name?
So Shade is actually, let me start over here. So basically a couple of years ago, we were reading this book. We all kind of pass around the same books because we're always together. And this book was called Wise Man's Fear. And in the book, there's actually a shade spelled S-H-A-E-D. And it is a cloak woven by a goddess. And everyone perceives it differently, but it has this magical quality to it. And we just really liked the spelling and the meaning behind the word. And actually, what's been kind of cool is about a year ago, the author of this book, he's like a hero of ours, and he ended up messaging us on Twitter, and we've had like a couple really long conversations over Zoom over the quarantine. And he's a really, really sweet, awesome guy. Mm-hmm. That's been really cool kind of becoming friends with him.
Mm-hmm. Are you sci-fi kind of people? Are you Lord of the Rings and that kind of thing?
We love fantasy. We do love fantasy. But open to all genres.
These guys just watched the whole Lord of the Rings series
yesterday.
Yeah. It was very good.
Well, there's not much to do these days when you're sitting at home in quarantine, but that's coming to an end. How has this quarantine, there's a big story of how quarantine has affected you guys, because unlike many who, you know, they've just been limited to being at home and they can't get out and tour, and you decided we had an album. The quarantine started. we're going to trash the whole album. I mean, like I say, this, you guys are very unconventional. You kind of changed the whole direction for Shade.
Yeah. The silver lining of, you know, the pandemic is that we were able to kind of sit down and look at the work that we had and realized it wasn't great. And so, we decided to start fresh, which at first was pretty difficult because, you know, we were just had so much anxiety and we were so confused about everything. And so, it took us a while to get back in the creative mode, but when we did, we just kind of cranked out songs. And this album is so special to us just because, you know, really kind of details our past year.
It's been an amazing year. We'll talk more about how amazing and why it's amazing and 2 billion streams. We'll talk about that too, which just blows my mind. 2 billion streams. And we'll talk about that. If you guys wouldn't mind doing a song for us first though, we'd like
to do
live music since you're all cozy at home.
Yeah.
And a gloomy, rainy kind of day today.
We're doing it.
Yeah. So we, this song came out a couple weeks ago. The song is called Part-Time Psycho.
And, I was just going to say, just to add real quick, this is kind of one of the first songs that really, well, it talks about, just kind of the mental health challenges that we faced during this whole pandemic. And, it's about just waking up in the morning, feeling a certain way and then throughout the day, just having, you know, crazy kind of mood changes and just how this pandemic has just really kind of made us kind of look at our mental health. And, we tried to, donate to a really cool cause called Teen Line with this song. That organization provides like a peer-to-peer counseling for kids that are dealing with suicidal thoughts, anxiety, depression. So this song, we really was like the first one that we put out that we really wanted to kind of bring more awareness to mental health. So, yeah.
We're going to talk more about that too.
1, 2, 1.
Wake up in a bright ass rain, smiling out the window pane. Something pulling on my chain, twisting the wires in my brain. Dozens of arrows in my chest.
Yes, yes, Shade. I love it. That sounds great. Brand new song.
Thank you.
And an acoustic version here on the
program. An acoustic version.
That was a world premiere acoustic performance of Part-Time Psycho.
I love it. I love it. High Dive, the name of the new album, High Dive, yes. Which comes out May 14th. So the song touches on a very a sensitive social subject, which is because we are reaching millions of people in hundreds of countries right now around the world, and every country processes mental health and deals with it in a different way. Some people choose to really not deal with it at all. But here in the United States, in the last few years, more and more artists, more and more celebrities are speaking out about mental health issues and how mental health has affected them personally. So I wanted to ask you, what is the connection with you guys to mental health?
I would say, we've all kind of been struggling over the years with just anxiety and just the overall, hardships of being in a band and being a creative person and traveling and, doing this full time. So I think that this year especially has, just been tremendously hard for us. And we've really tried to be pretty transparent with our fans just to let them know that they're, we're also struggling, that they're not alone. So I know a lot of people are dealing with various things right now. So we're just trying to, open up the conversation and do what we can and use our platform to kind of raise awareness of mental health and everything that's going on right now.
Mm-hmm. And I think as if I'm not mistaken, Max, you mentioned the website that the proceeds go to. Where can people go again if they want to be involved, want to support this cause?
Yes. It's called Teen Line. And sorry, I didn't do a great job of kind of explaining before. But
No. I knew we'd get more into it.
Yeah, so. Yeah, for sure. We were turned on to them from a friend of ours. And the cool thing about this organization is that it is there's trained teen counselors. So if you're a teenager and you're dealing with any kind of mental health, anxiety, depression, suicidal thoughts, you can call into this hotline and speak to a trained teenager, which is really cool because you know how it's so much more, probably easier for someone to open up if they're talking to a peer, so they do a really great job. We've been raising money, for the organization through merch and different, just plugging the, organization a bunch on our socials and, they're really great.
Yeah. So if you would like to donate, you can go and donate online on the Teen Line website. You can also 10% of our merch goes directly to Teen Line. So if you want to look at merch on our website, it's shapeband.com. But yeah.
Well, you guys take a difficult situation because it obviously dealing with what we've been dealing with over the last 13 months or 14 months, with over 2 million deaths and, and all these people affected by cases and the need to live differently and the new norm, as they say. But on top of that, you're living with your brother-in-law. You've got a house that you're married to Spencer and you got your brother-in-law in the house. So that can add to what's anxiety and stress already.
Right. So right when the pandemic hit, Max actually moved out of our rental house and we both moved in. So Spencer and I live in Northern Virginia and then Max lives in DC proper. But he's here almost every day. So
that's right. Can't get rid of the guy, can you? He can't take a hint.
We're just used to it now. I mean, honestly, we were basically in quarantine for the past 12, 13 years anyways. We've been in such close quarters together. We were definitely prepared for this, which, was good. And it's nice. It's nice that we're all kind of always together because, we need this support during this time. It's just been a crazy, weird experience, but yeah.
So has it always been music for you guys? I mean, really, Chelsea, you have a beautiful voice.
Oh, thank you. That's so nice.
Oh yeah. Gorgeous voice. That's been the plan or?
That has always been the plan. We've always kind of known that this is what we wanted to do and,
When we got signed with Photo Finish Records, that was a huge, huge step for us and then doing this full time. But before Trampoline, we've been touring for about 3 years with different artists and it was incredible. But I remember about, 2 months or so before the Apple commercial with Trampoline that really changed our lives. We were pretty much down to the last dollar, and we were looking at each other and we're like, look, we can either just keep writing songs and doing this full time, or we can kind of start working on plan B, which was, you know, trying to teach lessons again and that whole thing. And we just kind of said, look, we're going to keep going full steam ahead with this dream of ours. And then that trampoline commercial just gave us this huge, incredible life changing boost so that we can, you know, now we got to make this whole album High Dive, and we're just very, you know, lucky, but, you know, everything's just been really exciting and fun for us for a while now.
So what, you must feel tremendous pressure when you have a song come out that was as huge and is as huge as Trampoline. I mean, it's not expected, and you're trying to carve your niche, and then all of a sudden, bang, overnight, virtually, you got this 2 billion streamed hit that is massive, and everybody knows the song. Mm-hmm. And so now how do you follow that act up?
Well, one thing that was kind of interesting with Trampoline was it did, you know, that Apple commercial definitely launched it and gave it this incredible boost. But at the same time, it was probably the song didn't peak at radio for like 2 years. So we were truly just grinding on the road, playing all these radio shows, you know, doing all this touring, and we have this incredible radio team at, Caroline, that really helped push the song. So fortunately for us, it didn't feel like overnight success. I feel like we continued to have to grind and work hard. But in terms of following up that song, the way we wrote that song was really just in our living room at our house. We were waking up every day in this great routine of writing songs together. Max and I produced the song. And so for us, I think we realized that the way that we want to continue to make music together, and I think the most successful songs really just come with us three writing together, just trying to, you know, get in a groove and write music. Mm-hmm. So the fact that Trampoline was written that way really helped us kind of, it was definitely stressful, don't get me wrong, but I think we realized we just needed to go back to our roots and just write as a trio, and that's what we did with this album. So.
Right. It's amazing how artists that have been doing this for 5-10 years get a Best New Artist Grammy. You know, they're still considered new.
Yeah.
But you guys have been together, obviously, you know, as classmates and now as co-workers, so to speak, and sister and brothers. And so what is the plan for when you get out of quarantine? The new album is coming out very soon, which is called High Dive. But what are you planning on doing once the album gets out? What changes for you mid-May? Anything? Are you able to get out, or do you have a tour schedule? What's on the plan?
We don't really have any specific shows lined up, obviously, because we're just waiting for guidelines and venue openings and stuff like that. But, we're going to try to do a bunch of live streams and try to continue kind of doing what we've been doing this past year, which is just really trying to be creative in our house, kind of do what we can. And
Things are already starting to open up too. I mean, in September, we're playing this incredible festival called Life is Beautiful, mm-hmm. and with like Tame Impala and some of these incredible artists that. So things are slowly starting to kind of turn, and we're seeing some of these festivals open, but
won't be until late summer.
Some artists already have announced like June dates outside of the U.S., you know, and they're doing international shows and touring and whatever. But that's great because we are broadcasting to an international audience. And so hopefully when Shade perform in your part of the world that you will go out and support them and see them. You guys sound great. Are you going to do another song for us?
We are.
What are you going to do?
We're going to do No Other Way.
No Other Way. All right, great. Here they are, Shade on The Voice of America.
Okay. Ready? One, two, three.
Ooh, crashed a car with you. Should have split in two. Couldn't take you from me. I never care what people say. I live my life no other way. Yeah, we could die a million ways, but we're alive. the blue. But that evil waiting couldn't kill us again. I never care what people say.
Shade here on the Voice of America. I love your voice, and I'm listening, and I'm hearing the Cranberries. I'm hearing.
I love that.
You know, you sound really, really. I don't know who inspired you. I mean, growing up listening to music.
Oh my gosh, so many. Big one for me was Annie Lennox. Love Annie Lennox. I love Patti Griffin. I love so much. Frank Sinatra is such a big one for me. But yeah, I tried to listen to as much music as I could growing up. Definitely a big 80s alternative fan too. But yeah.
And what was it like being number one on the alternative chart? I mean, when you got the call.
Really crazy. Very, very crazy. Such a cool thing. I mean, we never even thought we would be able to hear our song on the radio. So just hearing them play. Trampoline was just such a cool thing. We still pinch ourselves sometimes. We'll get in the car and we'll come on. It's just a really cool, really cool thing.
Where was the first place you heard yourself on the radio? That memory. That memory has got to be a big one.
The first place that I heard it was I was in the supermarket in the hometown that we grew up in, Silver Spring, Maryland. And I walked in and I was getting like a carton of eggs or something. And I walked in and a song came on the radio and I was like, oh shit, our song's on the radio. So I just like went up
to
drop
the eggs.
Yeah, I fumbled the eggs. So I went up to the cash register and I was like checking out and the guy standing there, the cashier, I was just like, hey, like this is my song. So this is my song on the radio. And he's like, this is my jam. I love this song. Like he had no idea what the hell I was saying. So I was like, I wrote this song, like it's my first time here on the radio, and he was like, it was a cool moment, but.
Did you get the groceries for free?
I didn't get the groceries for free.
That would have been very cool.
Yes, yes, yes. Well, you guys sound great. Of course, this song is so famous and it has been in a television commercial. You've had several songs in TV commercials, Victoria's Secret, and did something with Apple, I guess it was. So that's huge. I mean, that doesn't hurt at all. Yeah. So I mean, this is exciting stuff to have. You know, the world looking at you, listening to you, paying attention to you and your music. And so this new album, what is the feeling on the new album? Are you continuing in that? Because you've done, like I said earlier, folk music, you've done some different things. Is this a pop album or what kind of an album would you describe, you know, High Dive as?
I would say alternative pop. I would say it's, you know, nothing drastically different, you know, musically wise, other than we have, you know, a 12-piece string orchestra on every song, which is really cool. We're so excited about that.
And you couldn't find one in Gonzaga? You had Macedonia? You needed Macedonia orchestra?
Well, during the pandemic, again, we had to be creative. And they ended up being really amazing. And it was so cool because we got to Zoom in on the sessions and, you know, we would watch and we would just be in our PJs at home, and it was such a cool just such a cool experience. But this album is really just detailing our, you know, emotional roller coaster of 2020 and, you know, continuing on now. But
and you scrapped a whole album in order to redo the song. So, you know, I know how the business goes. You're not going to just forget about those 12 or so songs that you wrote and recorded. Are they ever going to see the light of day, at, you know, down the road? Are you putting them on the shelf and say, maybe not today, but in the future?
We're putting them on the shelf and potentially, I don't know that they'll ever be Shade songs, but potentially pitching them to other artists because there are some great songs in there. And
it was great music, but we were on the road for about 2 years straight and just, we don't have like a tour bus driver or anything like that. Like Max and I are, and Chelsea too is helping drive the van like late night after the show. So when we did have time to write, we were pretty much exhausted. And we also were writing with these incredible other like songwriters in LA and stuff like that. But we just, at the end of the day, we felt like the music that we had for this album just wasn't,
it didn't fit.
It didn't really tell like our authentic story. We wanted to share with our fans like our experiences and so that's kind of why we, and thankfully our label Photo Finish, we've been with them, you know, for 5 years now and they were super supportive.
Yeah, incredibly supportive.
It's not an easy conversation, you know, saying, hey, by the way, the entire album that we've been working towards, we're going to scrap all of it now.
Right. Well, now that, of course, the success of Trampoline, you guys have private jets and limos. You don't have to worry about no tour bus.
If only.
Are you going to do Trampoline for us?
Yes, we are.
Yes. Okay, that would be great. Although I know Zane couldn't make it for this version. He didn't get on the album version. How did you get Zane to, I don't know. How did you find Zane?
It still blows our mind. A couple years ago, we were in Japan kind of brainstorming who would be a cool feature for Trampoline. And Zane came to mind and we were kind of laughing about it because it's like, there's no way that Zane would ever be on this. And then our team reached out and, you know, a week later we had, you know, all of his vocals in an email sent to us and we were like screaming around this Airbnb and, it was really, really cool. And he just sounds so great. So we were really kind of blessed to get that.
All right. Well, pick up the new album. May 14th is the date it comes out, High Dive. And it's got a version of this next song with Zane. But these guys made the song famous a couple years ago, rose to the top of the charts. 2 billion streams, as I mentioned. Shade with Trampoline.
Great.
I'm going to warm up the whistle. I have a whistle in a little while.
Oh, is that what that was?
Yeah. Ready? 1, 2, 3.
I never feel so loved. Wait if I'm on so deep in love.
Hey, trampoline. They're standing on their feet all around the world. Woo! Great song. Beautiful song.
Thank you.
Who Thank gets you. Credit for writing that one? Which one of you is going to take all the credit? Oh, his hand went up.
We all actually wrote that song. We generally all kind of from, you know, conception to finish work on the song together. So, yeah, very collaborative.
Was it a surprise that it took off like it did?
Yes.
Definitely.
Definitely a surprise, just because we just wrote the song and we, you know, had written so many others and didn't ever anticipate it to do what it has done. So it's super cool.
Well, congratulations to you on the success of Trampoline, and also congratulations on the exciting debut album, full length. You've had
Thank
a couple
you
of
so
EPs. The big full album comes out, which is High Dive, May 14th. Where can people get the album apart from the, you know, the Spotify and Amazon and all the regular places?
Everywhere.
Everywhere. Is there a website, your website, people can go to?
Yes. They can go to shadeband.com, and we have vinyls for pre-order that we're really excited about. All streaming platforms will have our song. iTunes will have our song. And then we're making some physical CDs as well.
And if you're just joining us, it's S-H-A-E-D band.
Yes.
Wow.
.com.
You've done this before, I can tell. S-H-A-E-D, which is from a book.
It's yes.
Not just artsy-fartsy, it's from a book.
It's yes. from a book,
Thank
yeah.
you.
But, yeah, I mean, Shade, you guys sound great. You got to promise me, you know, that when, you know, the coronavirus lifts, that you'll come into the studio.
Absolutely. Yes. We'll be back in the studio.
Yes. Yeah. I mean, because of technology, we're 5 miles apart. You're in Silver right. Spring in that area. I'm in Olney. We're both in the same state.
Oh, wow.
You know, we've probably driven past each other 100 times, but, you know, I hope that you will be able to come into the studios and things will open up for you so you can go out and actually interact with the fans in person, which I know is the lifeblood of a band.
Yeah, we would love that.
Absolutely. That'd be great.
You got our word on that.
All right. I'm going to hold you to it. Thank you, guys. I mean,
Thank
what a
you
pleasure.
So much.
Chelsea, Spencer, Max, you guys sound great. Shade is the name of the band. And, you know, continued success to you guys. I'm so excited to hear all the songs from the new album. From what I've heard today, the album's going to be great.
Thank you, Larry. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
Thank you very much. Shade and High Dive. My name is Larry London. You're watching Border Crossings.